You are listening to Hovel Audio's production of Oswald Chambers, Abandoned to God, by David McCasland. This book is read by Simon Vance. This book is 228 pages long and is divided into 6 chapters. This recording was produced in 2007 by Hovel Audio, which owns the copyright. No portion of this recording may be reproduced for any reason without prior written consent from Hovel Audio. This edition, issued by contractual arrangement with Discovery House Publishers, originally published by Discovery House Publishers in English as Oswald Chambers Abandoned to God, copyright 1993 by Oswald Chambers Publications Associations Limited. All rights reserved. Please visit www.hovelaudio.com and www.christianaudio.com to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles. Chapter 1. A Kernel of Wheat. Cairo, Egypt, November 16, 1917. Biddy Chambers glanced beyond the straight rows of thin wooden crosses toward the tall iron gates of the British Military Cemetery in Old Cairo. She knew the funeral cortege must be nearing, but the high stone walls surrounding the burial ground where she stood shielded her from the familiar street sounds so close, yet so distant from her mind today. Behind her stood 4-year-old Kathleen, quiet and uncomprehending. She knew that her daddy had gone to be with Jesus, and that was wonderful. But daddy had gone lots of places before, to Alexandria, to Fayum, to Ismailia, or to Suez, and no doubt he would be home again soon. Biddy glanced down at the little girl she and Oswald called their Flower of God. Their eyes...